Welcome to Summer Speedos from Neighborly, our short in-between season series while Shannon takes a break from our regular interviews. I'm Johan, the producer of the show. Some episodes are field notes recorded outside in ordinary places where care actually happens. Others are story field notes, more cinematic reflections that start with a story from history or real life. Either way, we're paying attention to the small, ordinary ways care, faith, courage, and community show up around us. So grab a cold drink, or head out on that bike ride, walk, or hike. Enjoy this year's edition of Summer Speedos from Neighborly. Hey everyone, I was out on another walk today. We've got kids biking around, people walking, staring at me funny because I'm holding a microphone in the park. But you know what? You gotta talk to someone, and sometimes you gotta talk to something. Anyway, on my walk today, I walked past this lawn that immediately made me feel very responsible and, quite frankly, very judgmental, which is a terrible combination. It wasn't a disaster, no wildlife preserve signs, no child lost in the grass, not that I know of, but it was long enough that my brain quietly opened up a case file. Why haven't they cut that? Is the mower broken? Are they away? Don't they care? Is anybody even living here? And then, because my brain is efficient in all the wrong ways, it started filling in the story without permission. And that's the thing about a lawn. It can look like a yard issue, but it can also become a character assessment if you're not careful. And that's where I caught myself, because I had no idea what was actually going on. Maybe someone was sick. Maybe someone was grieving. Maybe the person who used to cut it isn't there anymore. Maybe they're working long hours and the lawn has become the one thing they can't get to. Maybe the mower broke and the budget is already tight. Or maybe they simply hate mowing the lawn, which honestly, I can't fully understand. To me, it's a peaceful pastime and it's fun because lawns are basically outdoor carpets. But the point is, I don't know why the lawn was uncut. And I was still ready to write a story. Now that feels important. Because we do this with people all the time. We see one visible thing, a messy yard, a sharp tone, a missed message, a late arrival, outside appearance, maybe a child melting down in public. And we start narrating from the outside. But dignity asks us to slow down before we simplify someone. And curiosity says, there may be more going on here than what I can see from the sidewalk. That sentence alone could save us from a lot of bad conclusions. Judgment is fast. Compassion is much slower. Judgment fills in the blanks. Compassion leaves some blanks unfilled long enough to ask better questions. I need people to do that for me too. There are parts of my life that probably look confusing from the outside. Things I meant to do but didn't. Things I delayed. Things I forgot. Things I overthought so long they somehow became historical artifacts. I want people to be merciful with those gaps, which probably means I need to practice the same mercy when I see someone else's. There's a line in scripture about mercy over judgment. I like that because it doesn't say mercy ignores reality. It says mercy gets the final word. Mercy doesn't mean the lawn does not matter. It means my first response does not have to be the verdict. Maybe the neighbor with the long grass needs a hand. Maybe they need privacy. Maybe they need a text that says, "Hey, I'm doing my yard later. Want me to run the mower over to yours too?" Or maybe they need nothing from me except the dignity of not being reduced to one thing I noticed on a walk. So this week, pay attention to the place your mind writes the story too quickly. Maybe not the lawn. And when it does, pause long enough to ask, what might I not know? That one question can turn judgment into compassion. And sometimes that is where care begins. That's the field note. Keep noticing.